Well, we nuzzled and talked and watched the sun slip below the caprock. I had pretty muchly forgotten everything else in the world. I mean, what else was there in the world? When a guy finds the missy coyote of his dreams, he stops dreaming and starts living. To tell you the truth, I'd even forgotten that I was rich and famous. Somehow that didn't matter anymore. But most of all, I had forgotten little Drover. It was just about sundown when we heard the rustle of wings and looked up to see a buzzard sitting in a small hackberry tree not far away. It was Junior the buzzard, and Wallace, his old man, was gliding around in circles high above us.
Junior, are they dead, son? Is this the supper we've been waiting for?
Excuse me, but are y'all dead?
I stood up, gave myself a shake, and walked over to the tree. Sorry, Junior, but as you've already guessed, this particular supper has been canceled. In other words, no, we ain't dead.
Oh, darn.
He called up to the old man.
It's my doggy friend, and he ain't dead.
Then you get yourself back up here. It's almost dark. You've wasted enough of our... It's time we went to roost, and you still don't have no dinner. I never should have listened to a dang kid.
Junior looked up at me and grinned.
He's mad again.
Then the grin disappeared from his... Well, from his face, of course.
Did you know that the coyotes are fixing to eat your little white friend?
Huh? Holy smokes. I'd completely forgotten about little Drover. I mean, a woman like Missy Coyote can sure take your mind off your work, but still, are you sure they're gonna eat him?
I flew over their village, and they're having a big dance right now.
Missy had been listening and wanted to know what we were talking about. I told her the whole story. Her face became very serious, and she shook her head.
Some very bad for little friend.
Yeah, that's lousy luck, all right. In many ways, he wasn't such a bad little mutt. I just wish...
Must help little dog. Must help friend.
It's no use, Missy. If I went back up there, they'd tear me to ribbons.
Maybe Missy Coyote help. Go to village. Talk to brother.
It wouldn't work, Missy. You know how they are. You should have seen the way they were fighting over my... An idea popped into my head. I dashed over to the spring pool and looked down at my priceless corn cob. There it lay. Wealth, fame, comfort, influence, everything a dog dreams of acquiring in a lifetime. And over against that, a sawed-off, stub-tailed, pea-brained, short-haired, incompetent little mutt named Drover.